Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for a new day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you awaken our ear to hear as us as we are being taught. And thank you for your inspiration in our lives that keeps our thinking right so that we can have the right attitudes and actions, Lord. So just bless this word again this morning, as you always do, Father God. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Good morning, family. It's Psalm 97 and it's verses 9 and 10.
For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Hallelujah. It was just so beautiful. Just with the understanding is how beautiful the consequence of the angels becoming demons was not nice, but the understanding that all the demonic powers out there were all once worshippers of God, and so God knows them, He made them, and then as well the devil and his angels, they learnt the good things from God, but then now they have perverted it. So it's so wonderful how the God we serve is supreme above all this darkness, this lies, this deception, this evil age we're in, the world is in. And we need to know we in this world, but not of it. And we're in the kingdom of God in this world to represent the God of all truth, the God of all creation, the God that loves each and every one of us, the God that has dealt with everything that kept us away from the goodness of God. So that's where we are now. We've got a supreme, mighty, big God that's our Father and a great Lord and Savior that has brought us in and by the leadings of the Holy Spirit introduces us to Himself and then reveals Himself to us, and as Jesus said so beautiful, the Father and Son comes and make their home with us. We are their temples. We represent them, and to represent them, you need to know what truth is. And this is exactly like when you go work in a bank, you learn how the proper notes, how the money looks. You don't go learn all the false things because it would be so, the deception, the lie will be so much, but the truth would be solid, and you would always revert then back to that's the true note. That's how a 20 rand looks. That's how a 100 rand looks. And it's got these certain qualities to it. So it's so important that we wake up to truth, and truth sets you free. It's not the deception, the wrong things that bring bondage that you then need truth to set you free. So we can just remember that you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So truth, and then also Titus 1 verse 1 is according to godliness. So godliness is then the answer to anything demonic. And then it's also righteous. It's not unrighteous and it's not self-righteous. It's righteous in God. It's the righteousness of God that we wake up to and we build our lives on. And that's why when we know the truth, we hate evil. We know that hurts people. We know they're falling in under the powers of darkness when they're believing those lies. And we are there to then reveal to them the truth and encourage them in serving the great God, the living God, the God that has got a plan. And his plan will succeed, and any deception is going to fall. All corruption, all deception, the things the devil and his works, the devil and his angels, and those that choose not to abide and live out in the boundary lines that God has got for them, the name written for them in heaven, they will also land up in the lake of fire. So we don't want that. We just like God. God desires all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of Him. And so that's our agenda, to share this knowledge and this light. And when needed be, we say, hey, that's wrong. because it's not right. And then we magnify the truth, we enlighten the truth, so that no one's got an excuse any longer, because now they're enlightened. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We commit it to you, and we just thank you, Lord, that you use us as lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.